From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republican Senator John McCain says he will endorse the effort of his 2008 presidential rival, President Obama, to trim federal spending. But McCain tells ABC TV that it won't work unless the president is willing to veto pork barrel spending. White House officials say the president will ask for a three-year freeze on part of the federal budget when he gives his State of the Union address tomorrow night. It would affect close to $500 billion in discretionary domestic spending. NPR's Scott Horsley reports some major budget components would not be cut.
The spending freeze the president's calling for would affect a relatively small portion of the federal budget. Entitlement programs such as Social Security are off limits, and the president does not plan to freeze spending on the military or programs related to national security. Still, by holding the line on the rest of the budget in 2011, 12, and 13, the Obama administration says it could save $250 billion over the next decade. A senior administration official likens the savings to weaning oneself off M&Ms. Although a single candy has only a few calories, the cumulative total adds up. The potential savings could melt once the budget gets into lawmakers' hands, but the White House boasts 60% of spending cuts proposed in Mr. Obama's initial budget were approved this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Obama administration is banning commercial truck and bus drivers from texting while underway. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood will announce the new rule today to take effect immediately.
LaHood has made the issue of driving while distracted a major focus of the Transportation Department. Today's edict barring commercial truck and bus drivers from texting while driving was first proposed during a distracted driving summit last fall. In a statement announcing the prohibition, LaHood said he wants the drivers of big rigs and buses and those who share the roads with them to be safe. Truck and bus drivers caught texting while driving face civil or criminal penalties of up to $2,750. The department says drivers who send and receive text messages take their eyes off the road for almost 5 seconds, which at 55 miles per hour means the driver is traveling the length of a football field, including the end zones. Studies show distracted drivers are also 20 times more likely to get into an accident than non-distracted drivers. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Rescue crews in Baghdad combed through rubble today after a suicide bombing outside Iraq's interior ministry. At least 18 people were killed, more than two dozen injured. Yesterday, three large bombs went off near prominent hotels in Baghdad, killing more than 30 people. Stocks are down in early trading. The Dow Industrial's down 22 points at last check. The Independent Conference Board is reporting consumer confidence rose this month. This is NPR News. Police in Nigeria have rounded up more than 300 people they suspect of involvement in last week's deadly religious violence in the central city of Jos. Several hundred people are reported killed. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from Lagos.
Reports say many of those arrested were the same suspects taken into custody and questioned during similar clashes between Muslims and Christians in Jos about a year ago. But Nigerian conflict resolution campaigners warn that those behind the recurrent violence in Jos have never been prosecuted and that this culture of impunity is impeding a resolution to the crisis. Rival Muslim and Christian gangs burn down places of worship, businesses and homes in deadly confrontations that have cost hundreds of lives in the past decade. Observers say periodic religious and ethnic fighting in Nigeria's Plateau State masks deep-seated grievances and divisions over identity, inequality and poverty, which must be urgently addressed. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will speak to a House committee today about the rescue of the failing insurance giant AIG and any role he may have played in allowing AIG to make payments to banks it was doing business with while the public was bailing it out. The special inspector for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the government's bailout program, is starting two investigations into the AIG bailout. Sources close to negotiations tell news agencies that General Motors is very close to striking a deal to sell its Swedish Saab brand to the Dutch luxury automaker Spyker Cars. Dutch officials suspended trading of Spyker shares today. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.